This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Eagle is one of the most difficult and perplexing parshiyos and sugyos in the history of Klal Yisrael. And when I say history, I don't mean past history. I mean present history as well. Chazal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud, Rashi quotes it on the Pasuk, Uvayoyim Pokti Ufokarati, that Ein Lecha Peronius Shebali Oilam, that whenever there's Peronius, whenever there's punishment, the ego has in it its components of the punishment. The ego is part of that punishment to repay the ego. So it's not just a past history ego. Ego obviously is relevant. Ego has its toitsa'ois, its lamaisa today, that every time there's Le'aleinu Tzara, the eagle, there's, in English we call it the DNA, it has the DNA of the eagle. The question, of course, is, what is eagle? And the question becomes relevant, because if we understand eagle, we can understand, does it apply today? Do we have such a thing as Chet Egel today? We know the Chachamim, the Tanoim, they megarish, they kicked away the Taiva for the Avodah Zarah. There was a time and a place where Avodah Zarah was a tremendous Taiva. The greatest of Tzaddikim fell, and they couldn't control themselves. They were attached to this type of Avodah Zarah. Gemara tells us Menashe was ridiculed by Atana. Oh, Menashe, Chavireinu, look, he did Avodah Zarah. He was spoken of ill, and not in the proper covet for a Melech Yisrael. And the reason is because he was davuk in Avodah Zarah. He was completely lahut, completely running after Avodah Zarah. Menashe comes to that Tana in a dream, and he tells him, "What do you think? You're so great. The reason why I did Avodah Zarah was because it was a tremendous Yetzirah. Had you been in my times, you would have run even faster to the Avodah Zarah." This is a Gemara and Brachas. The point being that we don't have the taiva, the lust, the yetzahara for Avodah Zarah today. So the question is, does Chet Egel apply today to us? Could we fall into Chet Egel? Or is it something just in the history of Klal Yisrael? Could a Chet Egel happen today? That's the question. And of course the answer is, maybe not in the way it happened then. Maybe we're not going to wake up one morning and make this big statue, an Egel, a cow, and start bowing down to the statue. Other countries maybe have such Yetzirahs and Avodah Zarahs, but Klal Yisrael definitely doesn't have this Yetzirah anymore. So are we to say Chet Egel cannot happen in our times? Or as we would say, Lo Shayach Lanu. Maybe Chet Egel has nothing to do with us. And yet, we find Chazal tell us that when we have tzara, when we have punishment, we're still getting from the Chet Egel. If the Chet Egel is gone, If the Chet HaEgel is a thing of the past, if a Chet HaEgel is a history, why would we still have to go through Kapara for the Chet HaEgel? You know, there's a klal of Loyumsa Ovis Albanim, Ubanim Alavoisam, that we don't get punished. We don't get punished for the chatoyim of our forefathers, for the fathers that came before us. Unless the Gemara says, Kisha oichsim mais aviseyim biyadeyim. When they carry the mais aviseyim, the Gemara says that if you hold on to those maisim and you keep on doing it, then you can get punished for the past, that, well, what your parents did. Now, if we don't have Chet HaEgel, why are we still getting punished? We didn't do the Egel. Our forefathers did the Egel. Our grandfathers did the Egel. When I say forefathers, I don't mean the Avos, but I'm saying our grandfathers in the Midbar made the Egel. So why are we getting punished constantly, generation after generation, for the Chet HaEgel? It has to be to get punished for the past. But we just said there's no Avodah Zarah. We wouldn't do this Egel. All this leads me to say that obviously we do have Chet HaEgel. And unfortunately, yes, we do sin in Chet HaEgel, but in a different form. If we understood what Chet HaEgel was, what exactly the Aveira is based on, we could somehow understand how, yes, it does apply. And unfortunately, Chaval, that we taka our oiver, the tenets of Chet HaEgel. Let us begin to explain Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel is complicated. On one hand, we find when we read that it seems like clear Avodah Zarah. Also lahem egel masecha. And they say, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. I mean, how much more of an Avodah Zarah could you have? What more could have been done to be called an Avodah Zarah? In Yiddish, Zakmin, Richtig Avodah Zarah. Outright Avodah Zarah. Yet on the other hand, we find that the Rabbeinu Shloim was Mechaper Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel. Salachti Kidvarecha, the Yud Gimel Midis. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel tachnunim 40 days, and the Rabbeinu Shloim was mechaper salachti kidvarecha. Yet by chet hamiraglim, Rabbeinu Shloim never forgave chet hamiraglim. Everybody who was there b'shas chet hamiraglim had to die out, and it was nikva b'chil adoiris, that Tisha B'Av will be on the day that they came back with the Meraglim. Why is it that Egel, which seems much worse than Meraglim, the Rabbeinu Shloim is Mechaper? Meraglim, which seems to be less than Egel, the Rabbeinu Shloim is not Mechaper. We don't find Kapara for the story of the Meraglim. L'chayra, if something is much worse than Meraglim, if there was no kapara for the Meraglim, there should be no kapara for the Egel. Now, Rabbeisai, Egel seems to have a double chaymer, that not only had Avodah Zarah in it, Chazal tell us, le'asos ha'egel, elu l'hatar lehem arayis. That actually the end game for the egel was that we should also be over Arayis. Klal Yisrael wanted Gili Arayis. So we have Avodah Zarah and Gili Arayis, which is the two of the most chamur, two of the carnal Averis that we have in the Torah, Avodah Zarah and Gili Arayis. Meraglim is not that. Meraglim is Lashon Hara, okay? Meraglim maybe, in a roundabout way, is Kfira, which means in Hashkafa you don't realize that the Rabbeinu Shloilam is Hakel Yachel, right? Kichazaku Mimenu. Chazal tell us that ultimately they were denying the greatness and strength of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Yes. You're not Chayim Misa for saying a statement like that. For doing Egel, it's a Chayim Misa. For doing Avodah Zarah, I'm sorry, Gil Arayis, that's a Chayiv Misa. Meraglim per se is not a Chayiv Misa. Meraglim is a very bad thing to do. Lashon Hara is not a Chayiv Misa. Nowhere in the Torah does it say that a person who speaks Lashon Hara is going to have him and all the people that were there, that they should become Nichras, and that it should be Nikva L'doiris, Churban and destruction in Klal Yisrael. So why was Rabbi Yisrael Mechaper the Eagle, and not Mechaper the Meraglim? Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis. It's from the Chamurais. There's also an interesting Chizkuni Rabbi Yisrael. Chizkuni says, Aaron HaKohen is going to do Avodah Zarah. He's going to make an Eagle. How could there be such a thing? How could Aaron HaKohen make an eagle? It's the biggest, it's the worst Aveira. The worst Aveira. Imagine, they talk about the best guy in Lakewood. Or if you're an ex-Yisrael digger, the best guy in Ponevish. Yeah. He made an eagle. He made a big Avodah Zarah. But other than that, God Ladar. You would say, that's it. Can't be God Ladar if he made Avodah Zarah. Yay! Well, he went to the back of the yeshiva there and he made an egel. He made a Buddha. And he bowed down to the Buddha. And everybody bows down to the Buddha. Chutz mizeh ulam dan muflag. Yareh shamay. What are you talking about? How could Aaron HaKohen be the God Ladar, the Kohen Gadol, if he made an egel? Says the Chizkuni, it's muchach that it's, you can't say that it was an Avodah Zarah. You can't say. If it was an Avodah Zarah, a real Avodah Zarah, Aaron HaKohen couldn't have made it. Kacha omer hachizkuni, yesh harbe rishonim shemedabrim kacha. How could it be? How could it be? The answer is it can't be. And the eagle was not a real Avodah Zarah. You look at the Ramban. Ramban explains that they wanted a certain ruchnius. Moshe was leaving, and Moshe was the one who was madrich them in aliyah ruchni, and they were afraid that they're losing this. So they wanted to make something that would elevate themselves, to be mizdabek, to be attached to the Rabbeinu Shlom. So they remembered that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, they saw in the Merkava, the Rabbeinu Shloilam's celestial throne, there's Tzuras Shar, the Tzura of an ox. So they figured if they make the ox, the golden calf, they'll be Mizdabek, they'll be close to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, they'll be somewhat attached to the Kisei HaKavod. I'm saying it in simple terms, it's a very long, deep, complicated Ramban, but Linyanenu, it's good enough to understand that they meant Ruchnius. They didn't mean Avodah Zarah bad. Avodah Zarah good. Avodah Zarah for the right reasons. Avodah Zarah with the intentions of getting closer to Hashem and being mizdabik, to attach themselves to the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a beautiful Beis Halevi that explains that's the pshat in the pasuk when Rabbi Yisrael says, "Herif mimeni vashmiden." I'll erase Klal Yisrael, I'll destroy them, and you I'll make into this big nation. From you, Moshe, I'll make the Kiyum HaAvtocha, that I promised the office, I'll make a big nation. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers back to him, Ki Amcha Agoy Agodol Azeh. Right? In Vayichal, we say, Ki Amcha Agoy Azeh. Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Eibishter, not me, but Klal Yisrael. You want the Am is not me, Amcha. I'm not masking. You want to make a nation because you promised Avram, not me. Ki Amcha. No, only Klal Yisrael. The Beis Halevi is Masbir. That Moshe Rabbeinu was saying deeper than just, not me, take Klal Yisrael. He was saying Amcha. That the reason why they did the Chet wasn't because they didn't want to be Amcha. They didn't do the Egel because they tried to break away from you. The opposite. Because Amcha HaGoyaseh. Because they wanted to be Amcha. But they made a mistake. The reason of making the Egel was not to be mitnesnatek, to be cut away from Hashem. Yiddish Zakman, pum fakert, the opposite. Ki amcha hagoy. They did the egel because they wanted to be amcha. And they wanted to get closer to you. So now we have a new understanding of egel. Don't think egel was, ooh, look at this big, Klal Yisrael, terrible, they're coming and Obviously, they wanted to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So wait a minute. On one hand, we're saying, Egel, terrible, yeah? And on the other hand, we're saying, Egel, wonderful. Is it wonderful? Is it terrible? Which one is it? They meant tremendous kesher with Hashem, they meant. So then wasn't Avodah Zarah? Yes, it was. So you can come and say it was the wrong thing for the opposite. It was the wrong thing with the right intentions. Maybe. And that's a good question. When a person does the wrong thing for the right intention, is he chayev such a tremendous einish? If not for Moshe Rabbeinu begging Hashem to be Meichel Klal Yisrael, Heref Mimeni Vashmidei. I don't understand. Oynes Shoigig. Make up your mind. On one hand, you're telling me, Egel, Avodah Zarah. Nah, it can't be Avodah Zarah. So we start chipping away. Aaron didn't make an Avodah Zarah. And the Ramban says, oh no, of course, they meant L'Shem Shemayim. So why is Hashem so angry? You want to know, I always thought to myself, they made an egel, yeah? Did they have Torah yet? They didn't have Torah yet, so what could you expect from people who don't have the Torah yet? But to make a mistake, they made a mistake. Well, if they have the Torah, so you could hear, all right, listen, you know, like it says, Leinitna hasra el lahavchim in shayig lemezit. And therefore, a Talmud Chacham doesn't need Hasra according to one opinion in the Gemara. Why? Because he knows better. Why you have to warn a person before he does an Aveira to make sure he understands? The Gemara says Talmud Chacham anyway understands. So maybe Talmud Chacham doesn't need Hasra. So here too, what are you saying? You meant well, but you made a mistake. So you should have known. After the Torah, you can come and tell me, I should have known. I'm a Talmud Chacham. I learned. But if Kaidim I learned, before I learn, how could you complain if I make a mistake? If I meant bid. I hear. See, the Meraglim, I believe, they meant bid. The Meraglim was Bechil Adoiris, was Ashchasim. It was Ashchasim Midais. It was Ashchasim in Lashon Hara. That's Ashchasim. Now, of course, Lafim Adrigasim. You know, maybe if it would be us, the Rabbi Nishan would say, ah, it's a mitzvah even, what you guys are saying. But in their madrega, it was hashchasa. That the Rabbi Nishan is not mechila. That you can't be meichel. Hashchasa not nitan lemechila. Ego was a mistake. A mistake is nitan lemechila. That's why the Abish is meichel, the salachti kidverecha. But then the question becomes the other way around. So it's a mistake. Why would Hashem get so angry in the first place? You know, I saw Reb Shimon Shkop, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, Grodner Rosh Hashiva, in his Hagdama to Shari Yosher, asks a beautiful question. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole Hagdama, but just want to take out one question because it proves our point. He asks the question, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he sees that they did the Egel, why break the luchos? The opposite. Keep the luchos and teach the people not to do avodah zarah. We take the luchos, take the Torah, and teach the people. But you expect a person who never learned anything. He doesn't know anything. Bur v'amaretz. What do you expect? What he should know? He should make mistakes. He shouldn't do avodah zarah. You need making mistakes. He doesn't know. Take the Torah instead of breaking it. To teach him. He has a whole arichus over there. I don't want to go into it right now. But the point being, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu get so angry? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu get so angry? I'll tell you what I think the Pshat Rabbi is saying. There's three parts to Egel. Their intentions. They meant to get close to Hashem. That could be good. That could be defined as a good part. Then you have the part of the lamaisa. Lamaisa wasn't good, it was an ego. So what happens if a person does something bad for the right reasons, meaning with the right intentions? It's a good question. Why are we ma'ashem, why are we being yidizak meshuldigin? We make them so wrong. We make them so wrong. Look, you did the ego. And the answer is there's a middle point here which has to be addressed. Where does it come from? What is the shayrish of these good intentions? Sometimes a person has good intentions, l'shem shamayim, and sometimes a person has good intentions, but the shayrish of it is bad midas. Of course, I'm going to build Torah. That's tremendous, yeah. But is it because you care about the Torah? Or is it because you care about yourself? Is it because you love Torah? Or because you love yourself? I'll give you a, you know, in yeshivas, I would have given this mashal. Do you build Torah l'shma? You build Torah for your name. That you should have a Mamad, you should have a kavod. For Balabati She'olim, I would say a little different. You know how I would say it? A person eats Shabbos food. Yeah? Is it because he loves the Shabbos? Or because he loves himself? And therefore, he loves to eat on Shabbos. Now, the eating on Shabbos is the same. Right. Both people are eating on Shabbos. But one is eating from a love of Shabbos, and the other one is eating from a love of himself. So every Maisa, you have to go into the Shayrish. Both of them are eating for Shabbos. If you had to write in a paper, are you eating Suda Shabbos? Yeah. Will you get reward? Yeah, you get reward. You're eating on Shabbos. But we have to find out what. The one who eats on Shabbos for Shabbos and only because it's Shabbos, that's unbelievable. That's Maisim, which the shorish of it is Tahor. Then you have Maisim, which the shorish of it is Ani. It's about me. I'm thinking about myself. They say over from the Goyin that his Talmud, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, came to him that we have to build a yeshiva in Volozhiner. We have to build a Dugla Yeshiva. Why? Because the Bachrim, they're not learning. The old days, Bachrim would learn by a Rav, by the local Rav, and they were Matzliach in Torah that way. They're falling away, the Bachrim. So the Gra said to him, I hear, come back to me. I'm not so convinced that you have to make the yeshiva. Come back to me. He came back to him six months to a year later, and he said the same thing. Rebbe, the Bachrim, we have to make the yeshiva. Yeah, make the yeshiva. So he asked him, Rebbe, why 6 months ago did you tell me not to make it? Told me to wait. And now I come, nothing changed. I said the same point over again. I just said that we're losing the Bachrim. What do you see now different? He said, it's not the Bachrim that they're, you're different. When you came originally, you had a lot of itlavut. You came with a lot of... So I thought you're doing it for yourself maybe a little bit. Of course you're claiming and saying klapichutz. Your banner is l'shem shamayim Torah. Where does that l'shem shamayim come from? Is it about the Torah? Is it about you? You want to build a yeshiva for your kavod. Now I see you came. You're a little less islavut. It's not about you anymore. Now you really mean the Torah. Oh, go make the yeshiva. Ego. Yes. According to the Ramban, and according to many Rishonim, they wanted Shechina. They wanted the Rabbeinu Shlom, yeah? But the Shoyrish of it was Taiva. It wasn't the Rabbeinu Shlom. They spoke the Rabbeinu Shlom. They spoke Ruchnius. They spoke Kisei HaKavod, Moiridik. In Yonim Gvoyim Ad Mi'oid. In Yiddish Akmi Heichin Yonim. Unbelievable. But where did it come from? What was the shorish of that ratzon, that want, that will to? And the answer is Taiva. I'll prove it to you. If you look at Rashi, Ela lehecho Yisrael. So the lashon of the pasuk is Ela, plural. Elehecho Yisrael. Now Elehecho is singular. Ela is plural. So how could you have Ela plural Elehecho? It should be Ela Elehechem Yisrael. Says Rashi, Elohus harbe ivu. Evu lohem. You know what the word evu? Evu means taivu. They desired. Evu. It was a personal taivu. That's what Chazal mean, that they did the ego lahatu lohem arayis. It was about taivus arayis also. I thought you talked about Hashem. I don't say, didn't you talk about Hashem and Ma'isim Erkovin, the Kisi Akovid? How did Avodah Zarah come? How did Gil Arayis come in here? And the answer is Gil Arayis is Taiva. Sometimes Avodah Zarah, even if you're saying, I mean Hashem, it's masked. It's masking the taiva of Avodah Zarah. Throughout history, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, whenever they have movements of Avodah Zarah, you go into it and you'll find that there's tremendous taiva of Gilui Arayis. All the cults of Avodah Zarah, all the people who are heading those cults are shatuf in wild and beyond comprehensive Gilui Arayis. Believe. something which you believe cheshbon. Gil arayz mishune. Because the aside of it is, you're talking lofty ideas, but the shayrish of it sometimes, the shayrish, is taiva. And taiva could mean taiva of gil arayz. Now again, lahavdil, I don't mean to compare the Dardeya to Rachmana Litzlan, the cults, and that's not what I'm trying to get at. But in Dakus, in the tenets, in the Shroshim, when it's not L'shem Shemayim completely, and it's about the person, then it's Taiva, which actually has in it Shroshim of Gil Arayis, which is the ultimate of Taivas. The ultimate of Taiva is Gil Arayis. So Avodah Zarah, which comes from evil, Taiva, is actually Lahatu Lahem Gil Arayis. And I'll show you where in the Pasuk it's pretty clear. You know, the Rabbi Yisrael tells Moshe to go down. Lech reit, kishiches amcha. Asu lohem egel masecha. Now there's two things I want to show you. When you want to say egel, you don't have to say lohem. When someone makes an avodah zarah, it has nothing to do with lohem. Asu egel masecha. They did an avodah zarah. They made an egel. Why does it have to say the word lohem? What is the emphasis on the word lohem? And I'll tell you even more. If you know Taimei Hakra, trup, in Yiddish we call it trup, Taimei Hakra, it's asu lohem, zokev katan, stop, egel masecha. If you mean asu lohem, egel masecha, it's one sentence then. Asu lohem, egel masecha. And the answer is asu lohem. What egel masech? It wasn't about the egel. It was about asu lohem egel masech. Again, asu. Egel Masecha. You don't need the word Lohem. You don't need it. Also Egel Masecha. Now in the Dikduk, it also is Asu Lohem. Lohem is stop. If you mean to just say they made for themselves an egel, so it should be one sentence. Asu Lohem Egel Masecha. Don't say it. That's not how it's read. It's asu lohem egel masecha. What do you mean? It's not a stop. And the answer is lohem. That's the hadgasha. That's the emphasis. They made for themselves. You can make an egel thinking, I'm doing it for the Eibishter. Evil. They did it for their own taiva. It's not that they made an ego. It's that they made an ego because they had a taiva. It was to fulfill their own need. So it's asu lohem. When somebody eats, you could say he ate for himself. Bishvil atzmo. That's asu lohem. Hana. Ego masech. It wasn't about ego, what we think, ooh, they, Shechina, Hashem. Now you understand? Asu lohem. Not asu ego masech. Ego masech, maybe they meant to l'shem shemayim. They didn't mean to l'shem shemayim. It looked and it sounded. And in their minds even, they might have thought they're doing it l'shem shemayim. But the Rabbi Shloi Lam, who knows deeper, who knows what's Adam Yireh Leinayim Velikim Yireh Lalevav understood also, who did they do it for? Lohem. They did it for their taiva, for their hanah. Ego masecha. I want to show you something interesting. It's clear in the Chazal, and I'm not going to bring all of them, but there are many Chazal in, and we'll just bring a few just to bring out the point that show us that Chet Adam Arishin has to do with the ego. And the scenario, the sequence of history is Chet Adam Arishin. Then by Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael fixed Chet Adam Arishin. They fixed the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And then when they did the ego again, they went back to the matzah of the mitzius of what it was like by Chet Adam Arishin. That's what happened by ego. And then came the Mishkan to be misakeh, to fix Chet ego, to bring them back to what it was like Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet. This is Mefursim V'Yadua in all the Sfarim, and it's based on Chazal, and I'll tell you some of those Chazal. And Chazal tell us Cheirus Chorus Al Haluchais. What does that mean? The Luchais was Ksav Elikim Chorus. What does Chorus mean? Al Tikri Chorus, the Medrash Shmais Rabbah Mem Aleph, Ois Aleph. Don't read it Chorus al Aluchos, but Chairus. What is Chairus? They were free, Paskazul Masam, from the Malachamavis that went into every person after Chet of Eitz Hadas that causes Misa. Now they didn't have it. By Matan Torah, they got healed. Healed. Nisrapu, they became healed from this Zuhumasan that they received by Chet, that people received from Chet Adam Arishon. That's Chorus Al Tikri, Chorus Al Chair is free. So, Chazal are telling us, Ki'ilu, it was Mesukin. They fixed by Matan Torah Chet Adam Arishon. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, tells us that when they did the ego, they went back and they received again Zuhut Masam. And that's what the Pasuk means. I thought, Atim Alikim, Achim Ka'adam Tamusam. No, you're just like Adam Arishin that did the Chet of Eitz Hadas, and therefore now you're going to die. You're going to go back to the situation of Adam by the Chet. You hear Rabbi say, Eitz Hadas, then Luchos, Kabbalos HaTorah, Chorus, they went back, Cheirus, from the Zuhumasa that they received from Eitz Hadas, and then it went back to the way it was of Adam Achrachet, Achim Ka'adam Temusam. That you'll just be like Adam, because I thought you were like Malachim. Elhim Atem, Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. That was by Matan Torah. They said Masam and Ishma. They were like Malachim. Migila Razem, Shemalachi Asharas Mishtam Shemboi. They were like Malachim. Achim Ka'adam Temusam. You're going back to be like Adam. Comes the Mishkan, like the Rishonim tell us, and that's to be Misakin, the Chet Egel. You notice in this week's parasha we have Chet Egel. So what do we have right away? Machza Shekel. Koifer. L'chapa Nafshei Seichem. Many Rishonim learn. What's the L'chapa Nafshei Seichem? Egel. So the collecting of the Shkolim to build the Mishkan. Rashi learns they built the Adonim, the foundation of the Mishkan. The sockets where the beams of the Mishkan went into was the Shkolim, and that's the Chapa Nafshei Seichem, according to many Rishonim, because of Ego, the Mishkan was a Tikkun. We find later, we're going to explain it in Mitzvah Hashem later on this year, that Paraduma becomes a Kapara for the Ego. We're going to discuss that also. So what do we have? We have over here an interesting thing that all the Marishans Chet revolves itself. I'm sorry, the word is evolve. Evolves itself through ego. It comes back again. It's Chayz of an Eir in Lashon of Chazal. In the ego. What's the connection? Very simple. Adam Arishan sees Eitz Hadas. B'yayim ha-cholchem imenu v'yisr ke'alihim yedei ha-toy v'ra. Eitz Hadas. Tremendous. Tremendous. You look at it, you say, wow, if I only ate from the Eitz Hadas, yedei ha-lekim, you would be mamish like Elohim Yedea Toi V'ra. That's how much we all know Das means to connect. Vayeda Adam Eschava Ishtai. And that means what? Chibur. Yedea means Chibur, it's a Rambam. Yedea Hashem means to be Meschaber to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, to connect. So he wanted to connect. So when he ate the Eitz Hadas, was it a good thing? Or a bad thing? But he wanted to connect with the Eibishter. He wanted the Ruchnius. And the answer is, it's still not a good thing. Why? Hamina Eitz Asher Tzivisicha Leisoich L'Mimenachal. I told you not that way. I told you not to. When Chavi eats from the Eitz Hadas, it says clearly in the Pasuk, V'chitavu hi leinayim. It was nechmon and taiva. Wait a minute. I thought you said that he ate the Eitz Hadas because he wanted ruchnius. But then we say that it's taiva. And you know what the answer is, Rabbi? You say it's both. What was the egel? The egel was the same thing. Whoa, Merkava, Shor, means we're attached to the Kisya Kovid. It's like Yedeal Elikim Toi Vara, you'll know when you'll be close to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. You'll have tremendous Hasagais. Yet, what's the Shirish of it? Nechmod, Taino. In the mind, you can think Hashem. In the mind, you can think Hashem. But the Shroshim are Taiva. And the Taina becomes, so how do I know? How is a person supposed to know if in his head he thinks Hashem? And in his heart, maybe deep down, it's not 100% L'shem Shemayim, but Taiva. And the answer is, Hamina Eitz Asher Tzivisicha. Listen to the Tzivi of Hashem. You do what you're told. You have to be Mizbatel. You have to Mivatel yourself to the Tzivi of Hashem. Ego was an evolvement. It evolved into the ego. How was Kabbalah Satoru the Tikkun? And the answer is because Klal Yisrael said Dasa V'Nishma. What does Nasa V'Nishma mean? Nasa V'Nishma. I'm mevatel myself completely. Nasa V'Nishma. I'm mevatel myself completely. Whatever you tell me I'm going to do, Ratzin Hashem, Tzivui Hashem, that's it. Oh, that was a tikkun. For the Mina Eitz Asher Tzivisicha Lo'yseich L'Mimeno Achalta. What happens? They did ego, which is the exact opposite of that. They made cheshbainis. They made cheshbainis. Ruchni cheshbainis. But it's not what I told you. I told you not to do this. Comes the Mishkan and corrects ego. How does Mishkan correct ego? The assignment of the Mishkan is Kashetziva Hashem Es Moshe. 18 times. In these parashiyos, it says the building of the Mishkan was Kash Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Tziva Hashem. They weren't allowed to deviate an inch, a centimeter away from what Hashem said. When you had to make the begadim, what does it say? You had to do re'ei kitavnisam. Everything had to be exactly the way it was, and exactly the way he was told. You know, it says in the beginning of this week's parasha, re'ei karosi, shem betzalel, urim chur, v'maloi seruach chochma. You know how smart Bezalel was? Bezalel was brilliant. And the Rabbi Yishim added Chachma liyachachimin. Rabbi Yishim added more wisdom. Tell me, what do you need all this wisdom for? If anyway, it was Kasha Tziva Hashem. The pasuk says clearly. It says clearly in the pasuk. I call Bezalel, and I tell him to make all this. Give me regular chumash, Rabbi. So I guess I can have to go through all the rishonim here. Yeah. Yet what does it say over here clearly? It says V'asu Eis kol asher tzvisicha U'belev kol chacham lev nosati chachma V'asu Eis kol asher tzvisicha. So what do you need the chachma for? Take someone who follows instructions. You know, you ever see there's a builder who owns the construction company, and then there's the workers. Who are the workers? Hired for a few dollars an hour, yeah? Who is the construction guy? What makes him the construction man? And the answer is because he has the chachma, the blueprint on how to do it. What about the people who are doing that? They must be, what do you mean? He's just sitting in his office. They're doing the building. And what's the answer? They're just following order. They're just following the rules, the instructions. So what does it mean? And the Teretz Rabbeisai is, because that's Mishkan. Don't use your own chachma. I gave you wisdom. You could have done so many creative things in the Mishkan. The answer is, I don't want that. What do I want? And again, as big day is Be'ach Oilam, big day HaKadosh, Hashem and HaMishka, K'chol Asher Tzvisicha Yasu. You would say, what do I have to have with this brilliant builder? Who needs it? And the Teretz is to teach. You know what Mishkan is? Yes! The most creative mind, Chachma! No. Because Mishkan is Belichis Beinus. Tzivei Hashem. You know? The Eagle, they all said Cheshbainus. But it's not what I told them to do. Adam Arishin all said Cheshbainus. Yedea Das Eliyot, he wanted to know Toivara, like the Rabbeinu Shloim's Chachma. But it's not Asher Tzvisicha, it's not what I told you to do. That's why Matan Torah, which is Nasa V'Nishma, is the Tikkun. And that's why Bishas Matan Torah. It's a pelvic thing. How in the chuppah of Matan Torah, B'shas Maisa, Soru Maya Min Aderech. How come it didn't take a day, 2 days, 3 days? In the chuppah itself. The Gemara in Shabbos, Peches says, Aluva Kala, Shizinsa B'chuppasa. In the chuppah itself. In the chuppah itself. Because that was the Nisoyin, the Yetzahara, against the Nasav and Ishma. The Yesoid of Kabbalah Satoyer was Nasav and Ishma. The Maisis Satan was Ego. Because it was everything against Nasav and Ishma. What was Nasav and Ishma? His Batlus Legamri to the Tzivir of Hashem. Completely, totally subordinate to the Tzivir of Hashem. So what was the Yetzara? What was the hasotas hamesit to make an ego? That's what he did. He went, what did he do? He made Moshe Rabbeinu like he died. He wanted them to do an ego. He wanted them to do an ego because he wanted them to undo the Nas of Anishma. Just like he wanted Adam and Chava to undo the Nas of Anishma. And the tikkun was Mishkan, which is Nasav and Ishma. And that's why Paraduma Rabbeisai is also a kapara of Tavoy Ha'em v'tekanech achar abas, to clean up for the Egel. Because what is Paraduma Choyk? There's no understanding to it. The Eibishter said, it's Choyk. We don't understand what it is. What? But the Eibishter, Gzeiras Melech, he said, Choyk. Choyk is a tikkun, egel. Because egel was cheshbon. Chet Adam Rishon was cheshbon. Nasav and Ishma was a tikkun because it's not cheshbon, it's Kabbalah. And Paraduma is choyk, Kabbalah. I'll tell you, I'm married to convert, Rabbi Yisrael. Women have Rish Chodesh as their Yom Tov. The Tor brings down from his brother, well actually it's even before that, Toysus in Megillah of Chesem and Beis, Rashi quotes a Toysus, that the women, Rashi quotes Toysus, in Megillah of Chesem and Beis, that Mipi Mairi, he says, not Toysus, excuse me, Mipi Mairi, that it says over there that the women didn't want to give the gold, because Aaron said give the gold, to make the egel, and the women didn't want to give the gold. So because of this, they have Rosh Chodesh. First of all, what does it mean that? Well, why Rosh Chodesh? What does Rosh Chodesh have to do with it? Why is Rosh Chodesh the present, the gift, for not giving their gold and jewelry? But the truth is, it's we have to really work on this chazal, that the women didn't give the gold, because it says in the Pasuk, that Aaron said to Moshe, I told him to give the gold. Says Rashi, did they or didn't they give the gold? So let's look at the Rashi. So Rashi, Vayisparku, Kalam, they gave. Who gave? So Rashi uses a lashon over here. Vayisparku. Here, ba'azni neshechem. It's in the previous Rashi. Ama Aaron beliboy. Hanoshim vayoladim chasim al tachshiteyem. The yoladim and the noshim, they're chasim. They care very much about their jewelry. Shemu yisakim adava. They're not going to want to give it. So, stall for time. I'm going to stall for time. What does that mean? Does that mean that the women?
Men.
Or the men took it off the women? Or, we could say a third shot. The men took it off themselves. Parku mi'al atzman. Instead of taking it from the women who would say no. So they gave their own. It's not clear how to learn this Rashi. Some learn the Rashi Parku mi'alatzma means that the men gave it. Some learned that the women actually gave. They learned in Rashi, parku mi'alatzma. If you look at the girsa, there's another girsa, mishel atzma. Mishel atzma means that they gave their own, the men gave. But if you have the girsa, uparku mi'alatzma, maybe it's referring to the women. So who gave? The men or the women? Now if the women gave, so what does Rashi mean in Megillah? Chav Ches Amid Beis, Rashi says clearly, he says over there that Rish Chodesh, women don't do Malacha because it's their Yantif. Why? Because of this Cheshbon that they didn't want to give, which is a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, was Michu Bibaleim. The husband said give, and they said no, I don't want to give. So which one is it? So if you learn this, Rashi, Rabbi Isai, that the men gave, okay, the men gave, the women didn't want to give, and that's Rashi and Megillah. But if you learn Parkumi al Atzmon literally means, and Atzmon is actually Nekeva, Atzmon, from them, Zachar is what? Parkumi al
Atzmon.
Atzmon, right? Are you Baldiktuk in Hebrew? What's Atzmon? Nun?
Nekeva,
right? Chayra. I know I said this over in Lakewood, people were all upset. Well, Rashi means that the men. Yeah, but the word Atzmon is with a nun. Nun is nekeva. It's very possible that the women gave. So the, which one is it? Is it like this Rashi here? Or is it like in the Rashi and Megillah? And I think the Peshat is like this, Rabbi Yisai. Aaron said to give. Aaron was the god Ladar. The women heard that Aaron said to give, Parku. We give. But to who? The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, and that's what Rashi quotes over there, the husbands came and say give, they don't want to give. Michu bibalehen. We'll give, but not to you. You, I started to realize something's wrong. I'm ready to give. It's not about me not wanting to give the gold. I'm ready to give, because Aaron said to give. His batlus to the Das Torah. That's why they got Rish Chodesh. Let me tell you about Rish Chodesh. You know what Rish Chodesh is? The Sipurna tells us, if you take out a Mekroiz Gedolus Chumash, you'll see a beautiful Sipurna Rabbi Sai. The Sipurna says, what is Rish Chodesh? What is it? Rish Chodesh is a tremendous yontif because it symbolizes that Klal Yisrael goes after the Levana and it doesn't go after the sun. What is the Maila of the Levana, and why is it that Klal Yisrael has its Maila that it goes after the Levana and not the sun? Says the Sipurna that the Levana resembles the Atzlach of Klal Yisrael. Just trying to find. Oh, here it is. Pashas in Bamidbar, Pinchas, Chavches Yud Aleph. He says that the Maila of Klal Yisrael is that it's like the Levana. Lashon of the Shehem Asidim, Eschadish, Kemoisa, we compare, even in Kiddush Levana, we say Klal Yisrael is like the Levana. So he says, because the Levana doesn't have Or Atzma. It doesn't have its own light. Its light comes from the sun. So too, Klal Yisrael doesn't have its own. Everything comes from something bigger. And that is the Ribbono Shel. Just like the Levana gets its light from the Chama, so too, Klal Yisrael gets its Hatzlacha. It gets its Chiyus. It gets its entity and its koyach to exist because of the Rabbi Yisrael. Read it inside. Go ahead. Zok the Sipurna. It talks about the Mayid, the Yontiv of Rish Chodesh. What is the Yontiv of Rish Chodesh? Zok the Sipurna. V'tam min hagam zel yaki amma matzlachas Yisrael b'aylam azeh hi b'tzad ma daima l'inyin hayareach. Because that tzlach of Klal Yisrael in this world is like the Yereach. Why? Asher ein lo ba'atzma oir klal zulas Masha tekabel mizilasa. Pshat. Klal Yisrael also is dependent on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The mizbatel. You know, the Levana went and said, Ein shtei ksara mishtamshim. Ein shtei malacha mishtamshim bekeser echad. Is it me or is it the son? So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam went and said, okay, you Levana get smaller. We know that Rish Chodesh is a kapara. Chazal tell us, who is it a kapara for? For the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Al shemi atiti as halavana. And they all ask the kasha, Rebbeinu Shel Olam needs a kapara. It's his creation. He does what he wants with his creation. And the answer is gargish shmak. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is teaching the Levana. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is teaching the Levana that in this world, when you mevatel yourself, when you're in this world, it's not to be a melech, it's to be a munhag. Tell me, did the Levana get punished? Or did the Levana get the biggest prize it could have ever gotten? And that is that Klal Yisrael follows the Levana. When the Levana became small, was it a punishment? Was it a bad thing for the Levana? It's a good thing for the Levana. Al shemi atati es ha-Levana. He's trying, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is saying, bring a kapara. We don't mean a kapara for chet. It's a carbon. Klal Yisrael eventually is also going to have the same maila. Al shemi atati es ha-Levana. That Klal Yisrael is going to be the Keser Katan, the Melech Katan, so to speak, which gets its R from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Melech Gadol. Of course, Ein Shnei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Keser Echad. So Rebbeinu Shel Olam is saying, good. So become smaller. And that's a Maila, not a Chisaron. So Klal Yisrael is going to make a yontif out of that. That's what the Sipurna means. Klal Yisrael is going to make a yontif on the miyatati as halavana. What's a levana? The levana is that it gets all its oil from the chama. So too Klal Yisrael gets all its oil from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. With this Rabbi Sai, we understand Egel. Egel was, they couldn't be misbattled themselves. They couldn't make themselves under. You know, there's a very famous question. What was the Hava Mina to kill Klal Yisrael and destroy them because of the Egel? What was the Hava Mina? And this is really going back to the original question I asked you. On one hand, there was tshuva. On the other hand, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to destroy them. So why destroy them if they're making a mistake? Which was really the question I began to ask you originally. And they made a mistake. Tell me, if a person makes avodah zarah, not a mistake, even on purpose, there's no tshuva, there's tshuva. Why did we come and say, you know what, do tshuva? So some want to say that it was nischadesh over here, tshuva. Tshuva becomes a parasha after the story of the Egel. You're right. There was tshuva, but not before the Egel, because of the Egel. So you can't ask a kasha, let them do tshuva. The Sipurna gives a different teretz. The Sipurna says, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself, Kav Yachal, tells me why there's no tshuva. And the answer is, Ki am k'she'orif herif mimeni vashmidein, Ki am k'she'orif. Says the Sipur on the Pasuk, Ki am k'she'orif, so they can't do tshuva. Because they don't listen to my chichim. They don't listen to anybody.
But they need.
So what does that mean? That they're not mevatel. They're not subordinate. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is saying, you know what I see in Chet Egel? They can't be mevatel themselves.
They think they're right.
Nasa v'nishma, be mevatel, subordinate yourself. They couldn't keep it. Chazal tell us, a myriad of things, saru maher min aderech. Do you know how long it took? So you thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was up 40 days. And then when they saw after 40 days that he's not coming back down, that's when they went off to Derech. That's how you learn, right?
Yeah, one by second
maybe. I mean, that's how everybody learns, right? 40 days, says the Medrash on the Pasuk, Saru Maher Min Aderech. Not only did it take 40 days, it didn't even take one day. While they were saying, Rameir says, while they were saying Natsa v'nishma, they already had in their mind that they could do the Egel. It's a Medrash. Rameir Oimer, while they said Natsa v'nishma, they were going to do the Egel. It's Rameir Oimer. Hang out the Medrash, Rameir Oimer. I'll tell you even more, there's a Teshefta. In Baba Kama, Perig Zion, Ois Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Tosefta says they were Kigoyim Das Amokim. They did Gnevas Das. They came up outwardly and they said, Asa Manishma, yeah, whoo. But inside, Unasa Vunishma, there's no Havamina of doing anything. And like the Medrash tells us, Membeis. The old one, Membeis. This right here, this Kisiso. Soromayim min aderech, oslam egel masecha.
What's kaparat namrishon?
Shh. Soromayim min aderech, oslam egel masecha. What does maher mean? Maher doesn't mean right away. Maher means, gita v'yodei boi gechad. At the same moment. Okay, you want me to read it? I'll read it. Sok the Medrash, Remeir Oimer, Aflo Yoimechad Hoya. Wasn't even one day. El Hoya Oim the Messinai. The Omru Bifi and Nasa the Nishma. The Libom Hoya Mechave Lavoidus Kaychavim. What's that?
It's fake.
The Tosefta said they were faking. I don't understand something. I'm like, sir, you say Nasa v'nishma, and not only that, I don't understand another thing. The Gemara tells us when they said Nasa v'nishma, the Rebbeinu Shlom sent them malachim with ksarim, with crowns to put on their heads. And he said, wow, like the Malachi Ashoris. Everybody should knows what's in the person's heart. So he didn't know that inside they would think I'm like the Zara world. What's going on? What's Tutsahapta Power Billy Ployim? We're saying a tremendous Yisoid. You think Egel means they just went to the backyard and they were bowed down to a Buddha? Chas v'shalom. Talking about. How could it be that they said Nasa v'nishma? Ubator regad. In that moment they were thinking, Ego. What does that mean? And how did the Rebbeinu Shloim give them ksarim for the Nasa v'nishma? And how could you be going to Das HaMakim? The Teretz Rabbi Sai is everything we've spoken. Klapi chutz. They had the biggest, ultimate Kavonis of getting close to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Getting close to the Rebbeinu Shlom. What was the Shoyrish? How much was the Nasa v'nishma? How complete was it? How deep was it? How much was it? Belev Shalom Beheskim Legamri. And the answer is not 100%. That's what it means, they mechamim avodah zarah. Avodah zarah doesn't mean avodah zarah like we think avodah zarah. Avodah zarah doesn't mean they went to church. That's not what it means. Nasa v'nishma, the opposite of nasa v'nishma, not being mevatel yourself, is avodah zarah. You know what avodah zarah is? I won't tell you about avodah zarah. Why would a person bow down to a tree? And you know what the answer is? It doesn't make sense. But what does make sense, he can't be mevatel himself to the Rabbeinu Shlom. When a person can't be mevatel himself, so you know what happens? He looks for other things. He looks for different avenues of avodah because he can't do what Hashem said. Hashem said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So, as a merida, in that, you go to avodah zarah. Does it make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. But the merida makes sense. The inability to be tachas shultein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, by Egel it says clearly, in Dvarim, Hiktzavtim es Hashem Elokecha b'midbar. Right? It says clearly about the Egel. What? Mamrim heyisem? Im Hashem. You know, mamrim is usually against. It's not im. When you're a mamre, you're a mamre against. Why does it use a lashon mamrim heyisem im Hashem olikeichem? And the answer, Abayisai, is there's something called a mamrim against. Klal Yisrael wasn't it. Klal Yisrael outwardly, Hashem, what are you talking about? But the Mamrim HaYisem was Im Hashem Elokeichem, together. A person could be outwardly with Hashem. Mamrim, but Afal Pikin Mamrim. Why? He's not Mevatel himself Legamri to the Ratzon Hashem. If a person is mevatel himself legami to the Ratzon Hashem, this is what it is. Chassid Yaivet says, you know why the Nashim didn't fall? They had emunah pshuta. Emunah pshuta. Emunah pshuta. I don't... Rabbi Nishlam, you say, I do. You didn't say, I don't do. He's batlus. You know, it's interesting, the whole Indian of Chassid and Kal about batlum Torah, it's about his batlus. Why are we like a kala? A kala is mishubin, and she's mevatel herself completely to the baal, to be koni to the baal. That's called his batlus. That's shavaluva kala shizinsa bichu pasa. What do Chazal saying a mayudik yisayid? When does the shibud begin? When does the shibud begin by a kala in the chuppah, right? There's kiddushin, so there's chiyuv. But when does the shibud? Machlis l'tech besa. He brings it. That's chuppah. Chuppah is in the shibud. Could you imagine under a chuppah? Imagine under a chuppah, you read the ksuba. Why do you read the ksuba? The ksuba is the agreement between the husband and the wife. So he agrees that he's going to be mefarnes, and she agrees to be a good wife, and so on and so forth, right? And then she turns around and she says, ah, what good wife. Under the chuppah, imagine, under the chuppah, good wife. By me, you're going to suffer like a, what? Good wife. She's going to clean. Who's going to, what are you talking about? Cook, what are you? That's Egel? In the chuppah. What is ego? Not shibut. Ani lo meshubit. Ani lo mitchem. His chayvus. Tochu pas. Alu v'kalo shezintza. It's the biggest zoyna in the chuppah. Lagid shani lo meshubit. You know, where do we learn ksuba from? You know where we learn ksuba from? From Matan Torah. The Torah is like the ksuba. It's brought down in the Shibayli Aleket, that all the halachas of chuppah are learned from Kabbalah Satayra. The chassid goes to the kala, the Rabbi Shalom went out, and it's all brought down in Shibayli Aleket. The ksuba is the Torah. just like we read the ksuba under the chuppah, yeah? So we read the Anoich Yashem Alikecha Asher Tzisicha by Matan Torah. We read Anoich Yashem Alikecha because that's the ksuba. Imagine while that's happening, you know what the Kal is saying? Lo Anoich Yashem Alikecha Eila Alikecha Yisrael. You're going to be a good wife to me? To you? No, to that guy. Under the chup, imagine the rabbi. Havili leintu, you'll be my wife, and you'll be kigouverneur, and you'll do, and you'll be meshuga to me. And the wife turns around and goes, to who? To him? What are you talking about? To that guy over there, what's it? Haluva kala shizinsu bechupaza. This rabbi is because Egel is not Meshubit. I'm not Meshubit. I'm Meshubit to what I think and what I want. You know, I was thinking to myself, Rabbi, you said, an interesting point. It says that the Egel began with the word Zeh. Like he says, Zeh ha'ish moisha le'yadati mehoyolai. It's a medrash. It's Yalkut Shemayni, Psikta Rav Kahana. And therefore they got punished with the word Zeh. Why? Al Zeh ha'yod daveli beinu alei l'chash kweinenu. Lo'asid lava ha'kosh baruch hu b'menachem dem. Ki Zeh alikeinu kivinu loy v'yoshienu. So Zeh by the Egel, Zeh b'al Zeh ha'yod daveli beinu the churban. And Zeh Hashem kivina lo when Mashiach comes. Zeh, I mean that's the eagle. The eagle starts with the word Zeh. You know the Teretz Rabbi says Avad. You know it starts with the word Zeh. Tell me, when you want to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, what does the word Zeh mean? I don't even know what it means. Ki Zeh ha'ish Moshe. What does it mean? This guy Moshe. That's it. That's where eagle begins. The lack of his batlus. The lack of his batlus. Zilzel. Zilzel, not to be misbatel. Kizeha. That's it. And that shot, also, al zeha yadaveli beinu, al eila chashchweinenu. What is chashchweinenu? Became dark. What do you mean? After the churban, it became dark. What? Al hartziyoin sheshamein. What does hartziyoin mean? What does it refer to? The hartziyoin. Are you referring to the Beis HaMikdash? Just talk the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean, Hart Ziyon? You know, besides the Beis HaMikdash, there was a tremendous, traffic of Torah. The Sanhedrin, where did they sit? They sat on the Lishkas HaGazis on Hart Ziyon. They sat there. Yeah? As a matter of fact, Ki Mitzion, Teitzei Torah. Tzion, what is Tzion referring to? It says Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So what's Tzion? Tzion is Har Tzion.
That's Tzion
at the Aplata, right? Al Eile Choshuay Neinu, that the Sanhedrin, Al Tzion Shishamim, there's no more Sanhedrin. And you know what to cause that? When you said Zeho Ish Moshe. You said Zeho Ish Moshe. You Mevatl. We took away the Sanhedrin from you. This ein l'cha dor, there's no dor that doesn't have a little bit of the egel. Why was the Sanhedrin taken away and the Teretz is, you want to know something interesting? The Gemara actually tells us the Sanhedrin was before the Churban taken away. 40 years before the Churban, the Gemara says already the Sanhedrin weren't sitting. You know why? That has to do with ein l'cha dor. The Shroshim of egel was in every dor. That's why we're not mechabit tamid chachamim properly. That's why we're not mevatel ourselves. Why not? He knows more than us. The Talmud Chacham is greater than us. Why not? Why do we have such a hard time to be mevatel ourselves? And the Teretz says, because we can't be ki'am k'shi'orif. We're not mevatel o'mechichem. That's what it means. Herif mimeni vashmidein. I want to destroy them. Why do I want to destroy them? I want to destroy them because they're ksheirif. What is ksheirif? Says it's important. They don't listen. They're not mevato themselves. They don't have his batlus to the Gedolim and the Mela, not to the Eibishter. That was Egel, Kshe Oyrif. Zeho Ish Moshe, Memela Azel Yodaveli Beino, Leil Choshwe Neinu. When Mashiach comes, what do we say? Ze Hashem Kivinu Loi. We were waiting for the Zeh to be Mevatel herself. Ze Hashem Kivinu Loi. We're waiting to be Mevatel Hashem. Hashem, Zeh, only.
So we're using it
like. Yeah, Hashem, only Hashem. Ze Hashem Kivinu Loi. V'yoyishiyenu mevatel ourselves completely to the Rabbeinu Shloim. This Rabbeisai explains a lot of things. If you give me a few moments, I'll tell you. These are things you're not going to hear anywhere else. So give me a few more moments. You know, one of the things that happened by Egel, the Yalkut Shemaini tells us, Nigzer Gzeira, that Torah is going to be learned from difficulty, from Tirud and Tirda and Bilbul and Shibud. Difficult. Tsar. Torah has to be learned difficult. Because of Egel. So Yalkut Shemaini, right here. But Oisasha Nigzera. Why? An Oinish, it's a punishment. It's not Mashma the Medrash, it's a punishment. It's Mashma that because of Egel, it had to be this way. From now on, this is how Torah is learned. Why? As a matter of fact, Chazal even say that because of this Tsar, when Mashiach comes, you'll get double the reward. So it's Mashma, we're not trying to punish you, but Fakeret, we're trying to double the reward. I want to tell you over another shtickle Chazal. There's a Yerushalmi in Tainis, Perik Dalid, Halacha Hey, that says that the Luchos was Shnayim Oichsim Metalis. What does that mean? Now the Chazal don't use those words, but I because it's very much the same thing like the first Mishnah. Chazal used that idea, and that is two Tvachim were by the Eibishter, two were by Moshe, and two in the middle were left on, like a talis, right? Mitzia, like in the middle, right? Two and two. And each one was pulling. After the Egel, each one was pulling. Say Chazal, that Moshe overpowered the Eibishter and grabbed the Luchos. And that's what it means at the end of the Torah, L'chol HaYod HaChazaka. Moshe was strong. Yeah? He overpowered, and that's why we have a Torah. Peely, ployim. First of all, I don't understand something. You think that the Abish is not stronger than Moshe Rabbeinu? Are you talking davukas? What are you saying? What does it mean? Yeah, Chazal? Moshe won. You know, it says in the Pasuk, V'et voices haluchos, v'ashabrim leinechem. What is v'et voices haluchos? I grabbed it. So Pashup Shad is because they got very heavy, the Luchos. Chazal say that the Luchos, the Parchis Ba'avid, the Oisius, and became heavy. So Moshe had to grab it. He had to hold on to it. It was, and then it fell. But according to this Yerushalmi, we have a new Pshat. The Et voices are looked literally, like Tfisa, like called Alam Gavar, Bar Mitzia. The Et voice, you hear? Typhus. I was Typhus a lot. Shnayim Oichsin, they're fighting over the Luchos. But advice, I was telling this. What's the pshat? Tell you pshat, what I say. Nasa v'nishma, I want only what you want. Ritzoini is only what you want. What happened? They showed that that's not true. They showed that they said it, but they didn't mean it. Because they made the Egel, and while they were saying it, the Tosefta says, while they were saying it, they were already thinking to make the Egel, which means they didn't really mean it. So Hashem says, now when you want to get Torah, you'll have to show me that you mean it. So I make it difficult. I make it that it should be very, very not enjoyable. And Afal Pikein, if you go take it, that means you really want it. That means you're Mekayim the Nasa V'Nishma. I do it. Nasa V'Nishma, you hear? What is Nasa V'Nishma? No matter what I want. But yeah, but you showed that it's not true. Now from the learning itself, we're going to prove how much do you want. Really. And that's Pshat Yerushalmi. That Moshe had to grab it. The Rebbeinu Shlom's pulling it one way. Like the Nisyonis HaChayim. Nisyonot Hachayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom pulls one way. It's difficult to learn. How could you learn? You had a chazaka. You have to strengthen yourself and grab it and take it to show that you really want it. It was this chadesh. Of course the Eibusha could overpower Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't looking to do that. He wanted Moshe to fight for the Torah. Because Torah has to be learned. Nasa v'nishma. I want it. I gave it to you. And what happened? You made an ego. Obviously wasn't enough to just give you the Torah. Now you're going to have to what? Fight to get the Torah. You have to be toifus. You have to grab the Torah. This Rabbi Sai is the Taich. You know, it's an interesting thing. What did they take off to make the ego? You know what they took off? The Nizam. You know, there's many different types of jewelry. There's nose rings and earrings. And I don't have time to go into it, but many Rishonim say it wasn't earrings. Some Rishonim want to say it was the nose. Nizamim was the nose rings. It's a big shayla in the Rishonim. It's not for right now at this time. But you'll know that there's a big talk. Most Rishonim learned there was the earrings. There's a Zayar that explains why the earring. Because an earring... Huh?
It says in the Pasuk,
but, yeah, but what did they take? Vayisparku? Vayisparku, what does it say? Be'oznehem. Okay. Okay. When Aaron asks, he only again Be'oznehem? Only the ears?
Yeah, he says Be'oznehem.
Read me again. Parku nizmi azov. Asher ba'ozni nesheichem. Ah, because that's parku nizmi azov. Asher ba'ozni nesheichem. But what about your? What about yours? What goal did he ask from them? It's a shayla in the Rishonim. You look through the Rishonim. Okay. The point being, why dafka those nayim? Many other. So the Zohar writes, because when you had an Eved, they used to put the in the ear. And what was the reason for that? In the ear was a simmer of Shibut, he's Meshubit. You know, today they have earrings, you know, men, they wear earrings. You know, so when you're on the right side, which means you're Meshubit to a certain taiva. And if it's on the other side, it's Meshubit to crazy people. And if you have two of them, so you're Stamanish Meshubat to all your craziness. The point is that ear is a simon, Oiz Shishama. Yeah? Okay. What did they want to do? To take off the Nizamim that were in the ears, because they didn't want to be Meshubit. They try to be misparik. They wanted to undo the Shibut. This the Tiferes Yainis and Rabbi Yainis Naifsis brings in the Sefer. The idea of taking the earring is Hefker from the Shibut to the Eibishter. And that, free. And that is how you make an egg. Free. So, you know, it's very interesting. Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Tell me, when you want to talk about us, what do you say? Eila Eloheinu. Why Eloheicha?
You, not me.
Yeah, you, not me. That's Pasha. That's what I always learned in the Pshat. You talk about God for the other guy, because you don't want to be Meshubit. Eila Eloheicha Yisrael. It's for you. For me, I'm free. You hear the word? Eila Eloheicha, Yisrael, free! Yeah, God, for the other guy. I'll tell you even more. Asher Alucha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. They thought this eagle took them out of Mitzrayim. What are you talking about? I mean, you want to say it's an Avodah Zarah, fine. You want that, good. Merkava, good. But don't say Asher Alucha. This thing didn't take you Alucha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. And the Torah says, what did Hashem say? Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. So you're Meshubit. Rishonim say, you're Meshubit to me, because I took you out of Mitzrayim, yeah? Hey, Lelechi, so you're not Meshubit. They try to undo Shibut. Not literally, this took you out of Mitzrayim. What's the difference who took you there? Maybe he took you. It's like in English, you say, yeah, you want, and the chair took you out of Mitzrayim. You think the chair took you out of Mitzrayim? You know what they're saying? Not the Eibishter. That's what he's saying. He doesn't mean literally, hey, Lalayach Yisrael, Hashem Zizicha Le'ez Mitzrayim. What he's trying to say is, you know what? The lamppost took you out of Mitzrayim. You think the lamp? Of course it didn't. But he's trying to say, not the Eibishter. The language of the Egel and the ideas behind the Egel was all about lack of Shiva. I want to say over a word from Reb Shaul Kagan, Zecheinu Levracha. He was the Resh Koil in Pittsburgh. I try to say over from him. He was a Talmud Chacham. He passed away. He was a little bit young, and I'm friends with his children. So I try to say over a word from him. See, I see in his notes on his Chumash, he asked a question. Here we see that the luchas broke because egel. Lamaisa, the Gemara tells us that luchas rishonis were given b'kaili kailis. It was given with a lot of noise. Lamela, it broke. He said, I don't understand. Did it break because of the noise? Or did it break because of the luchas? I go to Kasha. It's a very nice it's a wonderful question. You know what I would say the Pshat Rabbi say is like this. There was a lot of noise. Even the Nas of Anishma wasn't real. You know, when you ever see by a dinner, it's a lot, it's very noisy, and everybody, yeah, and they're going to promise, and they're going to do, and then everybody gets up and claps, and who says one thing of theirs real? Not one thing is real. When something is given to Kaili Kailis, so it inspires people at the moment, but who says it was something which is given when nobody sees and nobody knows, and you say, Nasa v'nishma, that's real. That's what Chazal means. The first luchais, everything was a good show, so to speak. Rash gadol, chitzayni. So even the nasa v'nishma was chitzayni. The kabbalah was chitzayni. You ever see? Sometimes you have a big wedding. Usually, those big fancy weddings is because the chasen kal not very happy. Yeah. When the chasen kal and I had, they make a big wedding, tumul, yeah. And the Chasen Kala are happy, you can make a small little tiny wedding with 10 people, and each one is mekabel on themselves to have Ava v'Shalom v'Ach v'Reyus. Let's talk and learn, Rabbi Yisrael. Pnimi. Kabbalah Satayr Pnimi, to want Torah, to want mitzvahs, to externally talk about how we want and internally want other things, that's Egel. So the Egel is Shaykh Bizman Hazeh. I asked, is Egel, we don't have Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah doesn't have to mean literally that you go to the backyard and you do Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah can mean Ivu, Lahem, for yourself. Lahiter, like it's like Chazal say, they did the Avodah Zarah to be matter for them, the Gili Arayis, because sometimes it's a facade for Ratzain, Taiva, Pnimi that the person wants because he can't be Mevatel himself. To the Ratzon Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.